Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. How's everyone doing today? Today is July 13th, 2021. I had to check the date real quick because I can never keep track of what the date is exactly because, well, I space it all the time. So on today's podcast, we're going to change gears here. We're going to do something a little bit different to what we're accustomed to, and the reason for that is because I feel like, you know, I kind of go through the same old shit, you know, a lot of the time. You know, I do the same old podcasts and stuff where I, you know, talk about certain topics and shit like that, but, you know, we're going to change it up today. We're going to talk about podcasting do's and don'ts. And this will kind of like be a continuation of my How to Make a Podcast that I did a couple weeks ago, where I kind of just, gave you guys a bit of a tutorial how to make your own podcast. So I figured, you know, we're going to do a podcast do's and don'ts. I'm going to tell you what to do, what not to do, so that way you can be a successful podcaster. And yeah, I mean, I have over 10 years of podcasting experience right here. So, I mean, I think I know a thing or two about podcasting, and, you know, there might be some of you who have been doing this longer than I have, you know. But yeah, like, I mean, podcasting has grown so much over the last decade, and I think it's going to continue to grow, you know. I think it's going to continue to grow, and, you know, so many people have a podcast now. It's crazy, man. You know, basically all your celebrities have a podcast, you know. Like people who are currently in their prime in their profession have a podcast. So, I mean, it's just crazy to see, like, how much podcasting's really grown over the last decade, and I'm, you know, excited to see where it's going. But yes, yeah, so we're gonna get in the do's and don'ts of podcasting here, and let's go to the first do. Stick to what you know, and I've talked about that before, you know, on the last podcast on how to make a podcast. Stick to what you know. You know, like, if you're really knowledgeable about, you know, sports, let's say you're a huge NBA fan, you know, you're a Los Angeles Lakers fan, you love LeBron James, and, you know, you just love the team, you know, and let's just say that you want to make a podcast about the Los Angeles Lakers, you want to talk about how their season went, you want to talk about what they should do in the off season, their draft, their free agency, you know. You guys, if you're really knowledgeable about that, then do that, you know. Make a podcast about the Lakers, you know. Or it could be about any team, really. You know, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you know, you want to talk about what is going to happen during the season for the Lions, you know, their new head coach, Dan Campbell. If you want to talk about their new quarterback, Jared Goff, you know, how is the Lions going to fare with Jared Goff and not Matthew Stafford? You know, talk about that shit, you know, do a podcast about the Detroit Lions, you know, just stick to what you know. You know, if you try to get outside your comfort zone, you might struggle a little bit, but I have learned that if you stick to what you know, and in my case, you know, talking about NFL football, talking about professional wrestling, talk about life subjects, you know, that's the stuff that I'm good at, you know, good at talking about. and I can make an intriguing podcast about that type of shit. So, you know, stick to what you know. You know, stick to what you know, stick to what you're knowledgeable about, and it'll come out. It'll make a better podcast as a result. This podcast is sponsored by Family First Records. You hear me talk about Family First a lot, but we aren't just a music label. We are looking for podcasters and content creators as well. We won't make you sign any contracts or agreements just to be down with us. It's a label that's all about supporting the creator. So, if you make music, do podcasts, or make videos on YouTube, and are looking for a group to be a part of that will support you and help you get the exposure you want, then come to Family First Records. You can message Family First Records on Instagram at @FamilyFirst_Records. All right, let's get to the first don't, and I think this will coincide with the first do on my list, and that's don't be fake. Be yourself. Right, yeah, be yourself. Don't be fake. Don't be a fake-ass motherfucker, man. Like, don't try to tell your audience, you know, that you are rich and shit like that, or if you have a lot of expensive things, and you might. You might have a lot of expensive shit, man. You might have the newest smartphone. You might have an 80-inch fucking 4K Ultra HD TV. You know, you might have expensive shit, you know, and that's fine if you want to talk about what you have. You know, you have the right to do that. You have the right to flaunt your shit, but don't be fake, man. Like, don't be telling people that you got expensive ass cars and jewelry and shit like that, because eventually people are going to find out that you're a fake ass motherfucker, man. And then, you know, they find out you're disingenuous, and then they're not going to want to listen to your podcast because you're fake. I've never had to be fake on my podcast just for downloads or anything like that. I've always stuck true to myself. You know, I've never switched up on anybody. You know, I've changed some things for this podcast over the years. Don't get me wrong. You know, there have been some changes from the first episode to this one, but I've always stayed true to myself. Always, man. So yeah, don't be fake. Be yourself. And then the second do is do your research on interview guests. This will be crucial to your interview. And here's the thing. You know, you might not get everything factually correct at times, but if you do your research, it's going to make for a more intriguing podcast interview. And sometimes you may not have a lot of information to work with, but with that limited amount of information that you have, use that to your advantage. You know, use that to your advantage. You know, definitely, you know, make for a much more intriguing podcast. You know, if you know what this person's kind of been through. Like, take Michael Waves, for example, when I interviewed him. You know, I mean, when I first, you know, started doing my research on this guy, I didn't know that he's a middle school teacher. Yeah, he's a middle school teacher in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I did not know that until I did my research on the guy. And we brought that up, you know, in the interview. And he said that he's still a middle school teacher. You know, he's still doing that, even though he's chasing down his music dreams. But yeah, if you do your research on an interview guest, it's going to make for a lot more intriguing interview. And plus, you know, your guest is going to be impressed. You know, like take Noble Barca, for example. He was impressed that I did my research on him beforehand. You know, he liked that. And yeah, 9 times out of 10, you know, your interview guests are going to appreciate that you took the time and effort to do the research on them and find out more about them, so that way the interview could be better, you know, a lot better than what it would have been if you hadn't done your research. Now, you might have a question for me and say, hey, Cody, I can't really find out any information on this person. Well, then you're just going to have to go with the flow. You know, sometimes if you don't have any information available about somebody, then just go with the flow, you know, kind of ask basic questions, but also ask a follow-up question. Like, if they said something interesting, you know, like, oh yeah, like, you know, I started my music career, and then this happened with, I had a disgruntled friend, you know, follow up, you know, ask those type of questions, you know, what happened with your friend, you know, what led to you guys having a falling out, you know, stuff like that, man. Cause, I'll give an example. When I did the interview with Sean Schuyler, he talked about this, this manager that he had, and that she went crazy and ballistic on him, you know, and I asked a follow-up question, you know, like, what happened with the manager, and he, you know, kind of went into some details about that, and, you know, it was a crazy story. You know, stories like that can make your podcast. They really can, man. You know, because, like, I mean, hell, that could be the selling point of your podcast. Like, okay, I got Sean Schuyler on my podcast today, and man, I'm telling you what, he had this crazy story about an ex-manager of his, and, you know, some shit went down, you know, you guys gotta listen to it, and then people are gonna be like, oh, okay, you know, I gotta check this out, you know, I gotta listen to it. So yeah, I mean, definitely, make sure you ask follow-up questions, when you can, because you never know what could happen, and they can go into detail about a story that you didn't even expect, you know. And another example is the 13 Heart interview that I did several months back. You know, we were talking about music and how we got started as a producer, and then towards the end of the podcast, you know, he opened up about his issues with alcohol and stuff like that, you know. And and yeah, man, that made for a very interesting selling point for that podcast, and how he was able to overcome his addictions to be a better person, you know. Because like I said before, man, my podcast is a life podcast. You know, you're going to hear stories about people that you may not know, or hell, it could be a music artist that you've been a fan of for quite some time, but they never had the opportunity to express themselves in a medium such as a podcast, you know. We've had some great interviews over the last several months, you know. So, I mean, from March up until recently, you know, we've had some great interviews, and I hope I can get back to that. You know, as you guys know, there's been a little bit of controversy with the interviews here as of late, but I hope at some point that I can get back to producing great interviews on this podcast. All right, let's get into the second don't, and that's don't be an asshole to interview guests. Yes, don't be a fucking asshole, man. Don't be condescending. Don't be rude or disrespectful, you know. You know, always be respectful towards your guests, unless they're a complete douchebag towards you, you know. And here's the thing. I've been lucky and fortunate enough to have great guests on my podcast who have been respectful and kind and, you know, great. And, you know, I've never had really an issue. You know, the only issue I've had as of late with interview guests is them not doing the podcast at all. But don't be an asshole to your interview guests. You know, that they are taking the time out of their day to do your show, so you need to pay them the courtesy and respect, you know, and make sure that you have a great interview with them. You know, don't be an asshole. You know, don't be condescending, and don't be a dick. Plain and simple, man. You know, it costs $0 to be a good person. You know, I mean, and here's the thing. You know, I mean, you're going to get certain people on your podcast who might be a little douchey. You know, I mean, I haven't had that personally, but, you know, sometimes you might come across somebody who might be a little bit of a douche, you know. But, you know, like, you got to tread lightly there, and you have got to, go with the flow. You know, if they're going to be an asshole and shit, then I think you, by all rights, can be an asshole back to him, you know? Because there are certain people out there who are just dicks, man. I mean, they, and some of them are two-faced dicks. Like, you know, they can be really nice to you in, like, Instagram messages or Twitter direct messages and shit like that, or in emails, you know, just seem like real cool and professional and everything like that. But once they get on your podcast, they let their real personality creep out and they can be acting like a fucking douchebag. So, yeah, man, I mean, you got to watch out for that, man. You know, just be on guard, you know. I mean, like, if they're cool and shit, then you can let your guard down, you know, a little bit and, you know, and have a great conversation. And like I've said before, you know, I've been blessed and fortunate to have had some really cool guests on my show of the last several months. And, you know, and here's the thing. I've been able to build some relationships out of these guest interviews. You know, like everything I'm doing with Family First, you know, and Nonchalantly Zay. You know, I mean, yeah, you just never know what opportunities could present themselves after you do a great interview with somebody. Like Michael Waves, for example. You know, after we did the podcast, you know, he told me that once he goes back on tour, and if he, you know, goes to Toledo, that to, you know, to let him know and that he can get me backstage and shit, you know. Like, that was cool as fuck for him to offer that. And yeah, man, you know, I would love to go to one of his shows for sure. But yeah, man, yeah, just be cool, be courteous to your, you know, interview guests, and yeah, I mean, you just never know what could happen out of it. All right, let's get into the next do. Distribute your podcast to a lot of places. Yeah, this is definitely key, you know, and this will coincide with my next don't, and that is keep your podcast, don't keep your podcast in one place, you know, because I see it happen so often, you know. That other podcasters will just upload their podcast in one place, you know, and like SoundCloud, for example. You know, I'm not trying to bash on SoundCloud, you know. SoundCloud's a great platform for artists and podcasters to kind of get themselves out there, but don't let SoundCloud be the only platform that you can be heard on. You know, I mean, there's Spotify, there's Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, you know, Stitcher. There's so many platforms out there that people listen to podcasts on. Fucking platforms I didn't even know about. You know, but you do your research as a podcaster and you find these different platforms, you'd be like, holy shit, you know, I need to, you know, just drop my podcast on all these different platforms. And hell, I've been reaping the benefits. You know, I mean, your downloads will increase twofold if you distribute your podcast on more than one platform, guaranteed. And here's another thing, too. If you keep your podcast in one place and don't put it anywhere else, then more than likely people are not going to listen to it. You know, because if you have your podcast on Apple Podcasts, but, you know, somebody listens to their podcast on Spotify, then they're probably not going to check out your podcast. And I'm like, well, you know, I only listen to my podcasts on Spotify. You know, sorry, dude. You know, and they're not going to take the time to download Apple Podcasts, you know, on their phone just so they can listen to your show. You know, you have to make your podcast available on every platform possible. You know, so you can get your voice out there, so that way you can be heard. And like I said, man, your downloads will increase. You know, right now I'm at 11,700 all-time downloads for the Cody Springer Show. So I think, you know, I'm starting to definitely make this a successful podcast, you know. I mean, my podcast is out there on so many fucking platforms. It's not even crazy. It's not even funny, dude. You know, it's on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, JioSaavn. I think that's how you say that. It's on Google Podcasts. There are just so many, dude. so many different platforms that people listen to your podcasts on. So yeah, definitely, open yourself up, distribute your podcast to a lot of places. And if you're just starting your podcast, the majority of podcasting hosts will do the distribution for you, so that way you don't have to. However, there are some limitations on that, so you might have to do some of the distribution yourself. But it's not hard. You might have to sign up for accounts and shit like that, which can get strenuous. But, if you just, take the extra effort and dump your podcast in some of these other directories, you will increase your downloads for sure. All right, let's get into the next do. Promote yourself on social media. Yes, you definitely have to do this. You definitely got to get out there and promote your podcast on social media. Whether you have a Facebook account, Twitter, or Instagram, you definitely have to promote your podcast. I do have a Facebook page for the podcast, but I don't really share the podcast there. Because I quit using Facebook and Twitter because I don't know. I just feel like Instagram is really the only good place you can post shit because you'll get interaction. I don't know why that is, but it just seems like Facebook and Twitter, there's not really a whole lot of interaction, and you have to pay for followers, I mean, Twitter's got a thing where if you pay like $100 a month, they will promote your Twitter account and get you followers and shit like that. But I'm like, man, I don't have that kind of money to be dumping into Twitter every fucking month, dude. I got bills to pay and shit like that. I also got a kid too, so I have to buy formula and diapers and all that shit. So I ain't got time to be, or I don't have the money to be dumping in Twitter every month. So, I mean, I feel like Instagram is the place to really promote yourself, promote your podcast, because I do think your engagement is where it's at for Instagram. Your engagement is definitely where it should be at. Facebook, I don't know. I kind of feel like Facebook's kind of gone downhill, and I don't think it's really a good promotional tool anymore. Because people mainly use their Facebook account to bitch about their personal life or to sell shit on there. If they're getting rid of headphones, TVs, furniture, they're using Facebook Marketplace to sell their shit. So yeah, I kind of feel like Instagram is probably the primary source to promote yourself, promote your podcast. Now, if you have established followings on Facebook and Twitter, then by all means, post your podcast on there. For sure. All right, let's get into the last don't, and that is don't burn yourself out. Yes, don't burn yourself out, guys. That is probably the worst thing you can do to yourself. Don't burn yourself out. I kind of felt a little bit of a burnout here recently. That's why I've kind of decided to change things up, do different podcasts because, I was kind of just getting burnt out on doing the same old shit time and time again, man. So, yeah, you definitely have to change it up. And here's the thing, people can be like, you really can get burnt out on a podcast? Yes, you can. And here's the thing, a couple years ago, I did a podcast where I said I was jaded, and stuff about like doing the podcast because I was, if you do the same thing for so long, eventually you're going to get tired of it and you don't want to do it anymore, so you have to find ways to creatively rejuvenate yourself. That way you don't get burnt out, and if you feel like, I got so much shit going on at one time, then take a break. Take a break from it, man. Take a week off if you have to, maybe 2 weeks. know, just explain to your listeners, like, hey, man, you know, this is what's going on. I need to take a step back. You know, I'm just so burnt out on doing the podcast. You know, I need to take time for myself. You know, I mean, your listeners, your hardcore listeners will understand. You know, your hardcore listeners will understand, and, you know, they won't bitch. You know, they won't bitch about it and hound you for a podcast. You know, the people that hound you constantly for podcasts and are disrespectful, those aren't your true hardcore fans. Those are just idiots. You know, like, those people aren't your real fucking fans. You know, the hardcore listeners will understand and they will support you, and then they will patiently wait until you put out a new podcast. And then they'll be like, oh, holy shit, you know, Cody's back doing a podcast. You know, I mean, here's the thing. I've taken extended breaks from doing this show. You know, I mean, you know, I've taken like a six month break one time from the podcast. And that was a couple years ago. You know, that was because I had some personal shit going on in my life, and, doing a podcast wasn't in my priority list at the time, you know, but I eventually found my way back to it. And then, you know, I definitely had to take a month off, after my accident, and, you know, I was, you know, confined to just my apartment at the time. You know, I couldn't get out and go anywhere. You know, I couldn't walk. You know, I was, wheelchair bound, and, you know, I had, and when I did have to get up, you know, I had to use a walker to fucking get around the apartment. And then, you know, I had, and eventually a scooter. But, you know, mid-November, I came back, you know, because I had to do something, you know, to get my mind off the pain that I was going through, man. But that was a hell of a time, guys, you know, that was a hell of a time that I went through. And, you know, the podcast definitely, you know, helped. You know, the podcast definitely helped me, keep my mind off of shit, you know, because I was so debilitated, man. You know, I was going through a lot at the time, and I was in pain every fucking day. Could barely fucking sleep, you know, like, it was hell. And the podcast was like the only thing that I could do to keep my mind off shit, you know. And then when March came around, you know, I felt better. You know, the ankle was feeling better. I could get around better. And I started doing the interviews. And then, yeah, man. And now it's opened up a bunch of doors for me that I didn't think was possible back in October. And here we go. Here we are now. It's July and shit's booming. But yes, those are my do's and don'ts for podcasting. If you guys disagree or agree with me, let me know. I'll definitely appreciate any type of feedback from this podcast. You know, I definitely appreciate it. And I also want to give you guys an update about my movie Cold Game. We officially wrapped filming this past weekend. We filmed on Saturday and we wrapped that same day. So right now we are in the post-production stages of the film. I definitely have to give a big shout out to Crystal, my girlfriend. She directed the movie and helped us get it done. And I also like to give a big thank you to my friend Adam, who did a lot of the camera work for the movie. So, yeah, man. Adam and Crystal, I'd like to thank you guys. You know, I mean, shit, you guys definitely helped make this movie possible, and I cannot wait until we put it out there for everybody to see. And yeah, man, I hope people will really enjoy it and dig it. All right, guys, those are my do's and don'ts of podcasting. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. And until next time, signing out. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.